affection-based way of loving God. So she's giving the reason. Okay, she said, I want more of Jesus. Say, oh, you don't understand. I want more of Jesus because the love of God is far superior than anything in this world. That's why I say his love is better than wine. See, every time I read this verse or when we sing this line in our house or someone pray or there's a chorus line that comes forth, I always say, God, this is true. Your love is better than wine. I'm declaring so that my heart knows and this is a reality. See, this truth has to be more than just a line that we sing or pray. This truth has to strike our heart that as a reality that we know that his love is far superior. And when we know that, we can give up anything. That's why she could. Because she has that encounter. She has that reality that's beyond mere language or a song. That's why we need to pray this. Pray Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. This is like the Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. Okay? Pray that we will know that love of God that passes knowledge. My version is pray that we will know the love of God that totally blows the fuses of our mind. It's like unbelievable. It's wide, it's long, it's high, it's deep. Man, it's better than wine. Okay, again, the word wine is a metaphor to describe the pleasure of this world. Okay, no, when she said your love is better than wine, that wine not necessarily means bad things because in the ancient days they do drink wine. Wine is like a staple diet. Okay, so it can be both good and bad. But what she's saying is that whether it's good things, or the bad things of this world, the love of God is far superior. If you know that, you will go hard after God. That's where she's introducing that superior way of obeying and loving God. Not just the teeth grinding, you know, biting the bullets. Method. No, there is a place. Bible does talk about it. But all has its limitation. There are primarily three ways where we press hard to obey and to love God. The first one is discipline-based. Okay? There is a place for this. Okay? Because Bible talks about it, but there's weakness because we are all weak. Second is fear-based. I grew up used to be a lot of fear-based. Oh, yeah, I'll go to heaven, how? Eternity, God's going to show me the video and flash every of the dark things that come out. Say, oh boy, Cynthia's by me. Okay, will she see it? Nah, don't worry. She'll be worried about herself. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, fear-based, okay, where we fear of eternal consequences or God will discipline us. No, both the first and the second one are biblical. But it's not enough to deter us, which I want to talk a little bit more next week because we are wired to enjoy and long for pleasures. Why we sin? Why do we sin? I mean, none of y'all sin. Wow, I'm with a holy bunch. Why do we sin? Simply because sin does give us pleasure. No one like to take medicine, isn't it? Tell me who like to take medicine. Oh, I love Panadol. Or that, what's a fish? What's the thing again? Cod liver oil. When I grew up, that white little substance, oh boy, you know. No one love it. I've never found one. My brother, oh, you love it. Okay, Cynthia is the bite the bullet kind. Give it to her. My eldest brother drink until he got forever paranoid. He hate fish. He never eat fish and seafood anymore. Okay, no, he never. Okay, see, there is a place, but that there is limitation. It's not enough to deter us from sin. Because we are wired to crave for pleasure. Why do we like iPhone? Why the kids enjoy iPhone? Because give them thrill, isn't it? That's where she introduced something far superior. No, which is true. That's why that term for your love is better than wine. It has to go beyond just song. It has to go beyond just language. You have to pray. I have to pray that, God, may this be real and true in my heart. When it's real and true, you can respond like Paul. All things are rubbish because I found the perfect prize. That perfect prize, the superior prize. Okay, so that is the thing where she introduced the affection the pleasure of loving God. She gives the first reason because of God's love, which is true, which is so, so important. Okay, because if you encounter God's love and your pursuit of God and your obedience for God is based on the affection and the love of God, you'll be the strongest, the deepest, and the most consistent. Because someone who is in love don't quit. Don't quit. In fact, when you're in love, pain feels a little bit nicer. It's true, it's biblical. You don't believe? Turn with me to Genesis 29. Genesis 29. I love that passage because Jacob served. I mean, he got deceived, no? So he served 7 years. Then he got what's the elder sister's name? Leah. Okay. I mean, if I'm Jacob, I will kill the father-in-law already. Still serve another 7 years. So he served another 7 years. Then he got Rachel. Okay. So it's like, why? I kept getting 14 years for a wife. Oh, no, don't say my wife not here. Okay, good. 14 years, no. First one was even a wrong one. You know why? When you're in love, you go further. You run harder. You endure. Let's go to chapter 29, Genesis, verse 20. Chapter 29, verse 20. Say this. Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. They seem only a few days to him because what? Because what? Of the love he had for her. Because love. Love carry you further. That's why we always say this. Lover will always outwork workers. Yes. That's why I like the statement. Cantonese have this statement. Yao Cheng Yam Sui Bao. It's true. It's true. You know, I grew up used to work among the college NUS people. You know, we always try to restrict them from spending too much time together. No couple in love will say, Pastor, I spend too much time with my girlfriend. Can you help me? Can you talk to my girlfriend? You know, in fact, we are always worried, don't spend too much time, you know, especially when you start. You know, that's why this ministry was too close too soon and whatever. I mean, that's for another day. I say, just two nights a week. Their response to me always is, Pastor, you don't understand. It's as if I never fall in love before. I feel like telling you, I'm married. Okay? Or I have gone through. No, I'm just kidding. See, all the pastors all come out. No. I say, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm in love. Two nights a week is not enough. You mean I can only call her 14 hours a week? It's like great tribulation has just begun. Because of love. It's true. Because of love. That's why, just as she introduced a superior way of pursuing God. Affection based. Okay, that's 1, 2B. Your love is better than... No, again, when we go through the Song of Song, yes, we have to define, we have to teach, but at the end of the day, I want to say it again and again. This is not about singing song. This is not about prayer. This is not about writing a study guide so that we sell some books, get some money, and fund the House of Prayer movement. No. Pray that every word, every truth will be a reality that strike our heart. See, to me, this is very important. I always want this to be real in my heart, that the love of God far surpass. I'll be honest with you. At the moment, I can't say 100%. I want to inch there. There come a day, oh, as long as I don't forsake my wife. Okay, no, it won't happen. Okay, it comes a day, oh, this is true. I know it in my heart, 100%. Your love is better than mine. We give little to God, it's because we experience little of His love. If we encounter the extravagant love of God, we won't give Him 5 cents, 10 cents. Because our walk with God, our faith is a response. It's always a response. It's more than just discipline. It's more than just act. The do's and the don't. There is a place, but it's a response. When you encounter that love. Why is 1 John chapter 4, verse 19? We love God because He first loved us. Try living out the first and the great commandment by your own strength. I mean, we can't even love human well. I want to love God. We can't. The key is when you encounter His love, you will love Him in return. It's a response. That's why this is so important. Your love is better than mine. I thank God that in most houses of prayer, if they teach a song or song, they never get over chapter 1, verse 2. It's true. Kiss me. Your love is better than wine. Kiss me. Your love is better than wine. Because if this verse, just verse 2 alone, is a reality in our heart, we all will be hot. We all will be radical. Pray this. Being radical is not about trying harder. Of course, we all need to try. If you are not radical, the simple response, oh God, kiss my heart. If you truly, sincerely want it, God is going to ambush you. He's going to kiss your heart. He's going to ruin and ambush you like what He did to Isaiah in Isaiah 6, if you are prepared. If you are prepared. Then you realize, oh, this is not an ambush. It has been too long. I should make that prayer for the longest time because you finally have found that prize. That prize. The superior prize where Paul will consider all things rubbish. So I challenge us, pray this prayer every day until the cows come home. No, not the cows come home. Until Jesus return. Oh, sorry, I didn't call you cow, Lord. No. Just keep praying. Kiss me. May this statement, your love is better than wine, become a reality in my heart. If that becomes reality in my heart, in our heart, Christian faith is effortless, inverted comma, because of that response. So that is verse 2. Chapter 1, verse 3. Okay, now, verse 3. Okay, got to go quick. 9 o'clock already. See, song. People say, wow, 15 sessions very long. 15 sessions is short. We only 1 verse, 1 hour already. Okay, chapter 1, verse 3. No, this is not about dissecting the verse, you know, verbatim, homiletical, exegesis idea. No, we want to encounter the heart of God through the Song of Song. Chapter 1, verse 3. After giving the first four reasons, now she gave the second reason for her fervency for God. Okay. Her second reason is very simple, because of the revelation of the knowledge of God. It's like Apostle Paul in Philippians 3. Paul said this, I consider all things rubbish. Why? Because of the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Okay, specifically in this verse, she responded that way because she has encountered the beauty of Jesus that awakened her passion and her fervency. Oh, you see, we desire very little of God because we know little about God. That's where we have to pray for more revelation of God. That's what A.W. Tozer said. We desire very little of God. It's because we know very little of God. We are not that hot because we have not encountered that all-consuming fire. If you stand near Him, how can you not be hot? You'll be consumed. Hot is not even an issue. You will be consumed. That's why we have to. That's why she's giving the second four reasons. It's like she said, encounter God. Ask for the knowledge of God. Ask for the knowledge of His beauty because that will cause you to long and desire for more. Okay. That's why she ends, if you read this verse, she ends by saying what? Therefore, the virgins love you. Therefore, the virgins love you. You know why? You know why she said that? If you encounter the knowledge of God, you will love Him. You will love Him. That's why she concluded. Therefore, the virgin love you. Let me just break down a little bit. Verse 3a. She said this. Circle the word because. Because. Because of the fragrance, underlying fragrance. Because there's two things that she talks about here. One is the fragrance of good ointment. Second is ointment. Your name is like ointment poured forth. We talked about two different things, okay? The first one is fragrance, okay? Fragrance, or some version, NIV version, they call it perfume, which speaks of the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. No, you have to understand, knowledge of God is not, you know, theory or doctrine. Okay, in the Bible, especially, you know, both Old and New Testament, when you talk about knowledge of God or know God, it's never knowledge that is up in your mind. It's experiential knowledge that encounters. You know the reality of this person, okay? So here, fragrance or perfume speaks of the knowledge of God, okay? Who he is, his personalities, his emotions, his thoughts, his will, his desire. Because why knowledge of God? Because fragrance is something that you can sense, you can feel, you can smell, but you can't see it. You can't touch it. It's not something that is visible, just like the knowledge of God or the personality of God. You can't see. You can't touch. I can't think of one. His act and his deed is something that you can see. Just like he heals, he raised the dead. But his personality, he is kind. Oh, I saw the kindness of God. Yeah, you can experience the kindness of God through something that he provide through or demonstrate, but primarily you can't. Okay, and yet it's something too you need to encounter in your heart. Okay, so perfume or fragrance speaks of the knowledge of God. Okay, second one, your name is ointment poured forth. Okay, which is a revelation of his nature and his character. Okay, revelation of his nature and his character. Okay, nature character is like he's gracious, he's merciful, he's compassionate, so on and so on. Okay, this way you can read Psalms 145, verse 8-9. Okay, where David wrote one of the most powerful psalms of his. Okay, okay. She concludes in verse 3. She said this: therefore, the virgins love you. The virgins referring to believers. Okay, therefore, the virgins love you. What a powerful statement. What a powerful statement. She's basically saying that we will love Jesus if we encounter the knowledge and the revelation of the beauty of who he is. We will. It will be injustice if we love him any less. Okay. And I believe this is the ultimate strategy of God at the end of the age, where God is going to prepare the church to arise as one who wholehearted, passionate, living and walking out the first commandment. The primary strategy is the release of the full revelation of the beauty of Jesus. That's why the ultimate questions that Holy Spirit empower us to answer is Matthew 16, verse 15. Who is Jesus? If we know who is Jesus, we will, like the virgins here, we will love him. We will love him. That's why Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit and the Father, will release. You know, he's sitting at the throne right now, more than just interceding. If you read John chapter 17, verse 26, what does he do? More than interceding, he will declare the name of God. He will keep declaring. In a sense, he's keep releasing the revelation of who God is, because he wants the church to have the encounter so that we will arise with passion and fervency. Okay. Verse 4. Chapter 1, verse 4. Now she gives the twofold visions of the bride. She gives the twofold visions of the bride. Okay. This actually sets the biblical pattern, biblical order, and priorities of our walk with God. No, I'm not saying that ministry is unimportant. Don't even think that that's what I'm saying. Ministry is important. But at best, secondary. This is so important. We got to get our order and the priorities right. I mean, ministry long enough. More than 20 years. In fact, coming to 30 years. Wow, that's old. Okay. I see many people burn out or lose the joy of their ministry simply because of pressure, overwork. Primary reason is because they neglect intimacy with God. I tell you, ministry becomes meaningless once it becomes works. It's totally meaningless. It becomes works. It's about partnership. I work hard to establish a house of prayer. Not because it's some grand, prominent thing. No. It's because about partnership. It's about relationship. Okay. It's not about work. Okay? That's why this twofold vision is so important, where she sets the pattern, the order, and the priorities of our walk with God, and we have to get it right. Whether you're full-time, part-time, no time. No, this transcends occupation. Whether you're engineer, lawyer, housewife, or you sing in the house of prayer full-time, this has to be the divine pattern. That has to be, okay. She firstly declared what? Draw me away. And then she said what? We will run after you, okay. The more accurate translation should be, we will run with you. Is it interesting? Draw me is singular. Run is plural. You know why? Ministry is never about lone ranger, solo. It's always we work together. Of course, primarily you partner with the Lord, but you also work together with one another. That's why I get weary when people go into isolation, or they just want to do any things on their own. They refuse to partner and so on. Okay. Of course, there are time and season, but it's never on your own. God wants us to work together. Okay, that is the thing. Okay, twofold vision of the bride, where it set the biblical pattern, order, and priorities. Okay, firstly, draw me. Draw me. That means she longs to have a deep and intimate relationship with Jesus first. First, the order has to be right. Draw me. Draw me. That's why I set a quota for my overseas trip. Burning in this. No, this is not a duty. People have this idea that because I'm the director, some say founder, which is true, but no big deal, of this house. Because of that, oh, I have to be here to show example. No, this goes beyond just showing examples. This is the priorities. Burning in the house, prayers, connecting my heart with God has to be first. That's why it's a struggle. You know, I used to tell the Lord, you know, I set a quota with God. 3 times a year, I would travel. Now, because more doors open, I have to go for 5 this year. In fact, I mean, first time in my life, I'm holding 6 air tickets. I book in advance. It's crazy, you know. I said, oh, I'm holding, book early, cheaper. Yes, I hold 6 air tickets. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know. I hold a ticket all the way until December. Book first, it's cheaper. All right, but I make a deal with God, you know, this year, okay, 5. I can't, 5, can I have 4? Okay, 5. You say 5, I'll run with you. Okay, no, the issue isn't about money, prominence, or sure, I want to create impact. That's why when I go to this place, I say, can you come more often? I say, no, I don't want to come more often. I can come as frequently as I want. If I have no oil, I'm useless to you. It's better to have me one time a year full of oil. That's why I want to set the priorities right, which is the divine pattern and the divine order and the priorities that God defines for us. First commandment first or second commandment first? No one answer. First. First have to be first. Second cannot be first. It's just a simple principle. Draw me away first, then I tell you, it's very easy to be distracted. That's why you have to determine. Because there will be many reasons for us to want to be in a lot. Could be financial. Yeah, it's true. I know many people want to travel is because that's where the money is. It could be prominence. Wow, I'm invited by 2,000 people. Wow, 2,000 people a year, I'm sure you will burn out. There could be many reasons, many temptations. But you have to know the pattern that God sets, and then you hold on to it because it will be easy to be distracted. It's so easy. You know, I kind of think of, oh, after next week, I go to travel, and then come back, 1 month break, then travel again. Then after that, another month, travel again. I say, oh, God, please help me so that I will not backslide. Let me tell you, the moment I feel that my heart do not move anymore when I read the scripture, I go to cancel all my trip. I'll do it. Even if I lose favor, people are upset with me, and lose money to 6 air ticket. Because that I know what is important, what comes first. Okay, so if after third trip I come back, it's like, one thing I deserve the Lord. My heart does not move. I will cancel all the rest because there's nothing more important about drawing me first. That is the key thing, okay? No, I don't just say it for fun. I'm serious about this. You know, you see me all these years, even far away from Touch NUS time. Intimacy with God is always first because that's a divine pattern and that gives you life in your heart. This is more than just effective ministry. That is what our faith is all about. Heart connect with God. Without that connection, that is not Christianity. What is Christianity? Intimacy with God. And as a result, we partner with God. We have to guard that jealously, and she knows that. That's why she longs for intimacy with Jesus first. That's why her first prayer or her first declaration is, oh God, will you draw me away? Draw me away. No, I mean, someone asked me, so can I just don't do anything? No, it's never about the zero-sum games. It's wisdom. It's never wise to don't do anything at all. No, I know some people can use that as a good, inverted comma, excuse. Okay, I always say, 3 months, take a break, is okay. Don't take break for the longest time. You see, the way to come out of your problem is not to take break. Take break is evasion. You're avoiding your problems. You can go anywhere you want. Maldives, Mauritius, Mexico, any M, no more M, okay? Yeah. Malaysia, yeah. My neighbor, I forgot. Yeah, you can take all the break. The moment you come back, that's where your problem is still there. No, I'm not against taking break, but the idea is never take break. The idea is walk with God. That's where you will overcome. They say, can I take a long break from ministry? I say, no. The issue is not, you know, you need to do something. Is that you? Sometimes that helps you to get connected with God. So it's not about the zero-sum games. It's the priorities, okay? She said, draw me away first. Then I will run. Then we will run with you. Okay? And as a result, she will partner with him in doing the Great Commission. See, the issue is this. It's never an issue of either or. You've got to get this right. It's not the issue of either or. It's an issue of priorities. It's an issue of order. So we've got to get this right. It's not draw me, then that's it. No, draw me away, then we will run after him. You see, a lot of times I see now, many people is, he's running. God say, I'm running after you. No. Okay. It's the issue of priorities, not the issue of either or. Because God is not just looking for, this is what you must write down. This is important. God is not just looking for workers. He didn't save us to work. God is not just looking for lovers. Okay, people say, yeah, Mary sit at the feet. Oh, no, she didn't sit at the feet. Read Mark 14. She gave her all to the Lord. She broke the alabaster jar of perfume, which is entire wealth. Try. Don't even give all. Just give 50%. So it's not true. God is not just looking for workers. God is not just looking for lovers. You know what he's looking for? Working lovers. No, you got to get the priorities right, not loving workers. Is working lovers. Your identity is firstly lover. And because out of love, you work. Not the other way around. You love because you work. You love. You know, a lot of time we want to be intimate with God so that we can be more efficient and more effective in ministry. No, don't go that. Don't go down that road. Okay. So this is a twofold vision. Draw me away and I'll run with you. It's a live vision for every believer, regardless of our occupation, status, gender, full-time, part-time, no time. I don't care whether you are engineer, lawyer, housewife, or so on. You have to set these priorities right. You see, the thing is, let's not get there. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Next one. Okay. Because of her prayers or her declarations, okay, the prayers resulted in God bringing answer a prayer by bringing her into the king's chamber. Okay, I'm going to define for you what's the king's chamber. Okay, 4C said this: the king has brought me into his chamber. It's a result of a twofold cry: draw me away, and I will run with you. The king's the king's chamber is very important. That's where the real action is in our faith. Especially young people, remember this. Real action in your faith is not on the pulpit. It's not out in the mission field. No, these are important. But the real action is at the chamber of the king. I call it the secret place with God, the private time with God, a place of encounter with God where we develop our history with God. Whether it's revelations, encounter is being released, and oil is being increased. This is the king's chamber, a place where God woo your heart and warn you, a place that God strengthen and prepare, confront and discipline. That is the king's chamber, a place where we become real, deep, and authentic. I always tell people this. What you do up here is not real you. The real you is when what you do when no one is looking. When no one is looking, no accolades, no praise, no recognition, do you still pray? Do you still read the Bible? Do you still seek God? That is the king's chamber. That is the real action. The real action is not up at the pulpit where 1,000 people listening to you preaching. That is not the real action. The real action is at the king's chamber where you encounter the king of all kings. You see, that's where we got the priorities wrong. Because we get too sucked in even by the value and the definition of the world, by the popular, the fame, the prominence, when we neglect the ultimate where we are encountering the King of Kings at the chamber where no one is looking. That's where history rises. So people ask me, how come you have the picture or vision of the sailboat? Oh, God tell you this and that. Not all the time. I wish it's every day. Well, that would be very busy. Everybody ask me questions. It's because of the moment. You never expect one. You can't intend one. God, Tuesday, I'll tell me. Because Wednesday, I'll be very, very, very busy. Thursday, I'm meeting my girlfriend. So it has to be Tuesday. Because I'm fasting on Tuesday. So you better speak to me on Tuesday. No. You never know when. It's that you have to prepare the time. That's why I tell people, don't fast one day a week. Go for at least two. Okay, fast two. You never know. Okay, this is where the place where you encounter God. Who we really are. We are real, deep, and authentic is the result of the chamber experience. That's why I always tell people, guard the chamber experience jealousy. Especially young people, especially those who are going for the mission trip. No, I bless you. I hope that you'll be successful. But don't get yourself distracted. At the end of the day, that is only works. The real reward is your intimate relationship with the Lord. No, we want to go. And so when we started the house of prayer, many people at the beginning, people say, how come all we do is pray? Can we do something? I always say this, enjoy your sitting at the feet of Jesus time now. There will come a time we become so busy, you wish that you are sitting at the feet of Jesus all the time. Which is right now, you know, especially for the staff. Feed the poor, community project, mission, do notes, whatever. So anybody volunteer to full-time? No, I mean, it's an issue of priorities. That is the King's Chamber, our secret place with God, our private time with God, a place of encounter where we cultivate our history with God. Our history with God is not primarily out there when you are serving. It's at the King's Chamber where God speaks to you. You encounter the Lord. Our history with God rarely is being cultivated through conferences. It's that secret place with God. That is vital, okay? So, last one. Okay, angel, come. What we're going to do is this. Okay, after I finish this, what we're going to do is we're going to try doing this throughout this song, a series. I mean, if you need to go, then go. We're going to get some musician just sing the passage that we have taught. Okay, because this is called the Song of Songs. When we sing it, something happened. Okay, we're going to just do about 10, 15 minutes, just simply singing it. And now with our understanding, just open up your heart and ask God to speak to you. If you need to go, just quietly go off because you just want to take 10, 15 minutes, okay? And eventually, we want to learn to do it in 2 hours. You know, 2 hours, sing the entire song, which is not impossible, okay? Last one, verse 4D, the final statement. This is important because she ends the whole 3 verses with a very important exhortations. Okay, a very important exhortation for the journey in pursuing our intimacy with Jesus. Because it's so vital, because the journey is long. We will face challenges. We will face temptation. There are moments that we feel that it's not worth it. She said this, we will be glad. There are 3 words that she emphasized. We will be glad. Circle the word glad. We will rejoice. We will be glad and rejoice in you. Circle the word rejoice. We will remember your love. Underline, remember your love. More than wine. You know, it's interesting. There's a huge similarity with Revelation 19, verse 7. Just that the last word or last exhortation in this statement is being used is slightly different. Revelation 19, verse 7 says what? Let us be glad and rejoice. And give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. You see, Revelation 19:7 is the ultimate response of the mature bride at the fullness. That's where we see Jesus face to face. We will naturally respond by saying, I'm glad. I'm so glad. You know why? The word glad is always to do with hope. It's to do with hope. Okay, because if our hope is in him when he returns, we are glad. We are glad. Titus chapter 2 verse 13 says what? The blessed hope of his return. Okay, we'll be glad. Okay, and then of course the second one, which is the same, Revelation 19 or Song of Song 1, we will rejoice. Rejoice always to do with something that worth it. You know why you rejoice? Oh, it's worth it. When you see the Lord face to face, you realize that all that you have endured, all that you have sacrificed is worth it. It's worth it. There's a difference in the third statement. In Revelation 19 is we will give him glory because we see him face to face, we will throw everything at his feet. Here is slightly different, but it's a very important exhortation. You know why? She's reminding us the journey is long. Hold on to this reality. Because there will be time that challenges will come. We will feel like quitting. Temptation will come. We will feel like we can be distracted. Or failure or weakness come, we feel condemned and we want to quit. And all this thing happened because it's a long journey. I promise you, you're not going to be intimate with the Lord next week. Maybe. But anyway, this whole journey of pursuing intimacy and passion for Jesus and mature as a bride of Christ, it takes an entire life journey. There'll be time that you feel like quitting, you are discouraged, or you feel that you have failed, you just want to quit. Why is the advice of the Shulamite woman? Hold on to this. Anytime you think like quitting and so on, remember, His love is better than wine. He's worth it. His love is better than wine. Any moment you feel like quitting or, oh, not worth it, go back to verse 2. His love is better than wine. His love is better than wine.